I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here. Lord, we are here. And we're ready, to podcast.
Hiya, I'm Hallie Labonte, and this is Mega, coming to you from Twin Hills Community Church, where every single week we're giving our mega church a tiny family feel. We love to introduce you to members of our staff, people from our community, and we always find it to be a treat and a treasure. And per usual, I'm joined by my co-host. He's the youth pastor for our high school ministry called Climax. Please welcome Gray Hodge.
Jesus on high, because he's my guy, Hallie. How are you?
I'm way too blessed. I am so excited. Well, just like Paul trained Silas in the NT, our guest today has been trained by Steve. He's a private equity pastor. It's my pleasure to introduce Derek Pettigrew. How you feeling today, my friend?
Oh, I am fantastic. It's just an honor to be here. Oh. I felt so welcomed by the church, and how great is our God?
Oh, how great. I mean, and it's how great is our God? And it's almost sometimes I ask that question, I'm like, he's too great, isn't he?
It's unfathomable. It's everything. It's a, you know, sometimes I feel like we are asking for a thimbleful of water when there's a whole ocean there for us. And
isn't
it's through him, through our prosperity gospel, everything's right there.
Oh, and he's not just a great God. He's an awesome God, isn't he? Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from
incredible
above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is awesome God.
Now, Derek, I did want to ask you, when you use that thimble full of water metaphor, is that why they were setting up all the little thimbles on stage this tonight for your talk with the water in them?
That's it. And I mean, Steve has just been so lovely, and never did I dream I'd get to work with him. I had been wanting to talk with you anyway about just little tweaks and little things we can do with our youth pastors. But yeah, that's the thing. What I'm trying to teach here is, as far as abundance and prosperity, we are begging for a thimbleful.
Right.
And our awesome God is saying, well, if you want the thimble, I'll give it to you, but I got this whole doggone ocean here.
Wow.
If you just want to come in and swim and kick away the jellyfish and the octopi, You can have whatever you want. You can have, we aren't into material things, but there's houses, there's cars. But if you want to keep coming through with this thimble and not tithing quite 10%, then it's whatever you feel like, you know,
right.
It's a fair trade.
Yes. Wow. What a great teaching metaphor, Derek. Really, you're going to, as you continue to seek to transform the pastorship and make sure that, you know, we're really giving everybody the truth of the gospel, you're going to come across things where I guess God is just placing teaching metaphors everywhere on earth for us to use in our Sunday services. Isn't that right?
Well, that's it. And everything is a teaching metaphor. And to me, God is like a Las Vegas buffet.
Awesome.
There's no stopping. There's no just going through one time. Nobody's slapping your hands and saying, you know, no more crab legs. We aren't staying at Circus Circus.
Mm-hmm.
We're at Caesar's Palace here, and we need to realize that.
Yeah.
And God will come up in the most remarkable ways imaginable. For me, it was during our conflict with Panama, and I was stationed there, and we were just blaring the devil's music to Noriega just to get him out. And all of a sudden, we turned on a speaker too loud, and we're playing Enter Sandman.
Wow.
And, you know, that's one of the things I live my life by is if you invite the devil in, don't be mad if he burns your drapes.
What?
And I felt my hearing go out.
Oh, really?
In my left ear.
Really?
And I felt a sense of peace coming over me. One, because I couldn't hear people. And that was comforting for me.
Sure.
But I very strongly felt the presence of the Lord that I had not in a way since I was in a bar altercation at Ball State before I found Christ. And that was where I kind of realized there's something so much more to me. And after we got Noriega out, after we moved on from that, I realized that there was a higher calling. But I was also trained in public relations. I was trained in investing.
Right.
And when I ran into Steve-O a few months back, you know, we talk about how great, great products need a slight rebrand.
Oh.
And you can have something just incredible, but if it's not reaching the people, there is nothing wrong with saying, well, do we want to keep doubling down on what we're doing? Or do we want to look at our audience and figure out how to make things a little bit more palatable? So that's why we're starting today with the thimbles of water. But we're going to start slowly bringing in a message for our audience.
I love
Instead
that.
Of trying to give our audience something that they're maybe not as familiar with, let's try to, you know, find some common ground and then pitch a tent on it.
Awesome.
I mean, there is just so much there to unpack. I guess I should ask, did your hearing come back in your left ear?
You know, it did come back. They you know, there's many schools of thought from Gnostic scholars that the ringing in ears is actually God.
Oh, wow.
And I certainly found that to be true because I was on a path of not good stuff, of, you know, cigarettes and booze and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, no.
And kind of using my skills for public relations in not a great way.
Oh, no.
And, you know, new Coke, I was dabbling in that scene, and that was a horrible rebrand.
Oh, and was that cocaine or was that Coca-Cola?
Well, yeah, you know, it was the 80s, and it was New York, and I sure didn't think I was going to... it was Coke, the soda, the soda
Okay.
Water.
New Coke, yeah.
So now... Somebody was smart enough to rebrand that nobody ever heard of Coke Zero 20 years ago. And now if you look, that's what all of our overweight parishioners drink. So that is a brilliant way to help them without the sugar. And nobody even knew that they were getting rebranded at the time. So when I started pitching the stuff to Steve, I mean, you know him. He's so open. He's an open Bible. And he's so special.
Oh, he really is.
And when I just said, I'd love to get in there. I'd love to open the hood on this church and just get in there once a week. I'd love to get into the youth group even more, friend, because that's really where our hearts and minds are.
Right.
I mean, so let me ask you, stuff I was going to ask anyway, and you feel free to edit anything out. What are you doing with them for TikTok, for that kind of exposure for social media?
Oh, I love social media. I would definitely on TikTok. I'm doing these little, what I call 15-second sermons.
Awesome.
And those have been going great. But, you know, I guess I'm a little bit surprised that a man of your age is on TikTok because I sometimes think of TikTok as being a thing for the young.
Well, but that's how we have to get.
Mm.
And what are your 15-second things doing? Like, what is a typical one for you?
Well, I mean, let's see.
You had Jesus heal the leper in under 15 seconds.
Right. Let's see. That got 7,500, but I don't really think that one broke through because...
No, 7,500 is not breaking through.
Yeah, but I think that's actually because, you know, I had put a Lady Gaga song under it, and then they said that was some kind of violation or whatever. But Okay, let's see. I guess my top one.
You put a Gaga song.
Yeah, I put a Lady Gaga song.
You put a secular song underneath it.
Well, right, but that's what the teens were saying they liked, at least some of them.
Well, I understand the spoonful of sugar to help the Christ go down, but once we're opening that door to Lady Gaga, so much more can follow.
Oh,
so
I see,
what I would say to you just off the bat, and this is what I'm giving to Steve, and this is what people usually pay a lot more for, is what if you took a popular song and then just gave it the slightest little tweak? So it's no longer secular. It's no longer of that world or this world. But, right now you have that Doja Cat song. We don't want that song on there. So if you were thinking of posting that one, it's a bunch of profanity. You're basically taking a Dionne Warwick sample and running with it. Wow. And I know Dionne. So what if you had, I said what I said. Jesus died for 3 days and came back from the dead.
Oh, wow. That is so
cool. Yeah. Wow. So whatever.
Wow, you are.
I mean, there's a lot of Luciferian kind of Illuminati stuff and what Lady Gaga's done.
Well,
so,
I mean,
I think right there, you're just not, that's why you're at 7,500. You have half a thimble. Now Weird Al, so sometimes the Lord comes in mysterious ways. So many people tried to sue Weird Al, and I personally find his music horrific and transient, making fun of songs that maybe shouldn't be made fun of. But once the courts allowed parody, that allows us to take a Lady Gaga, put it through AI with our own message. So you can have her now singing about the lepers. And let me tell you, somebody who's had psoriatic arthritis, that's still a pressing issue. We think of the lepers as something else, and they're off in Hawaii with Father Damien, who is, spinning Catholic stuff with them with the saints in idolatry. There's no reason their skin didn't need to clear up, but you're getting the devil pushed in there.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality Podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay. Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
I think you and I are going to have a really, really nice, productive time here because, 7,500, you can put a picture of a dog defecating in a park and that's 10,000. So,
really?
Do that more? Boy, that's secular music.
Yeah.
One thing,
I mean, I'm looking at your website right now after you gave me your business card and it had the QR. And I mean, it is kind of an impression. It's you. The biggest picture on the website is you and Dionne Warwick on a jet ski. Then it says Derek Pettigrew, brand consultant, public speaker, golfer, Christian soldier. And Wow, what a great set of skills you have.
Well, Dionne is a friend. And after the whole Psychic Friends Network, I mean, there's again, you're dipping a toe into idolatry, shamanism. you know, you see kids today playing with tarot card decks, and that's just the first jewel in your crown to hell.
Wow.
It's so
true. You know, it's just your first jewel in the crown to hell. And so it's just kind of midwifing people back through it. Just kind of letting them know this isn't how we do things. So beyond that, I'm also now thrilled to be a pastor. There is a terrific, after COVID, allows you to do online in the Cayman Islands.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's great.
But I went and did it in person. It's also all a write-off. So for anyone else that's kind of feeling the spirit knocking, answer that door, and you can go down there and do it in paradise. And where better to feel God?
Oh, in that.
Because sometimes God is in a breeze. Yeah. It's in the ocean. It's in the sand. It's in a woman or man of the islands you may meet. You never know.
What a image.
Oh, my goodness. I feel so blessed. I really want to use you as a resource today, Derek, because I don't often think about rebranding. And I know that we are, you know, dedicated to making the message of the gospel relevant to pop culture people, that we can make it, you know, postmodern and modern and all of that. And, you know, I've been hearing all this crazy stuff in different states. You know, I don't know if it's Georgia or Alabama or what, where they're saying that, like, based on the conservative guidelines of what is appropriate for kids to be able to read and check out from the library, they're saying the Bible is filled with things that are untoward or pornographic or something. And I don't get it. I mean, this is the moral standard, the book of the highest moral standard. And I understand that Noah got drunk and his daughters had their way with him in the tent and stuff like that. But we're not focusing on that type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there was a flood coming, and that'll drive anyone out of their heads. But also, I think for years we were very, you know, we were criticized for a literal interpretation of the Bible.
Ah.
But now when you look at who had the Bible and who's in control of it, perhaps there was some merit to that argument. Because, you know, God bless, and we love them, and we're going to bring them over to the Spirit come one way or another, because, you know, you can't make s'mores on a hellfire, friends.
Oh, right.
But the Bible was our Catholic brothers and sisters and our Jewish brothers and sisters. And perhaps now we can look at, you know, I think they took some stuff out about aliens.
Oh, is that right?
That's proven deeply.
Wow.
But also, who knows what was put in for another reason.
Oh, right.
So, yes, we are in, you know, this is what's crazy, is it's a 2,000-year-old book. So some people think that it's actually okay to keep doing liturgical presentations from the 40s or 50s. Mm. And you'll hear these arguments, the word of the Lord hasn't changed. Well, how it's interpreted has. So when we look at the New Testament, the words in red, well, what's the number one message that Christ gives in there? Is that we're not doing a ton of judging, but the only judging we will do is based on how you treat immigrants.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's a great way to just drive people out of that church,
yeah.
Right? Let's not dance around it here, Pastor. You know, church attendance is down 30-50%.
I know, isn't it sick?
Some of our states are holding strong, but people are filing out because they're hearing dogma.
Oh.
And so what you do is, for the TikTok generation, we just need to distill this.
Yeah.
So you can kind of just, I don't want to say pick and choose, but you can kind of pick some things out and choose to lead with those.
It's almost like you want to pick the right thumbnail from the Bible, right? It's like a thumbnail.
That's it. We want the right 15 seconds. It's not Lady Gaga and you blathering about a leper.
Mm.
Like, we want the good stuff. But if you start saying, oh, let in all the immigrants and open your homes to immigrants, you know, we've got some folks, God bless, going to our border now. You know, do you think they're going to want to come back?
Yeah.
Put their AR-15 down? And no, I mean, the message of immigrants was something for 2,000 years ago. And that's let alone if our Catholic and Jewish brothers and sisters, they were in charge of the book for a while. So
we
clearly need to take that out.
Wow.
You know, another thing is when you've got in, you know, when you're talking about the man should not lie with another man.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that's red meat.
Yeah,
that is vile right there. The problem is when you have a condemning sort of soul that's a contrarian or in sent from Beelzebub himself, they'll say, oh, well, yes, it does say a man shouldn't lie with another man, but two paragraphs down it says anybody who eats shellfish will be stoned to death.
I know.
Oh,
or a clothing of a mixed fiber.
Oh.
Will be put to death.
Oh, boy.
Or if heaven forbid, it says if a woman is raped, she must pay marry her attacker and pay her father 40 shekels of silver. Mm. So we lose the power of the man not lying with another man. And I know, you know, Father Travis is doing incredible things with his group of helping people who have those struggles with sin. So that door is locked and we just hear the music and the yelling and there's powerful things going on in there. So what if we just distill that down?
Awesome.
What if we take out the stuff about the shellfish and the clothing of a mixed... I'm wearing an Under Armour shirt now and it's 80% polyester, 20% cotton.
I'm admiring that, yeah.
So clearly that was a rule for another time and place where if you wore clothing of mixed fiber, you die. Or if you ate a piece of shrimp, you're going to die.
Right.
Right.
You know? So we kind of 86 that stuff.
Is this what, and is this what you're talking about when you, on your business card in the website, it says the new, and then it says Testament underneath.
That's it. It's the new Testament, and we're just distilling things down. Awesome. People are not going to the movie theater anymore. They're watching TikTok. Mm. So we just want to throw red meat to the seals and let them clap.
Right.
Okay. And if we keep, if people are coming in, and we're reading from stuff from 1933 saying we welcome all immigrants. I mean,
juicy.
You know, that's a surefire way. Now, I am a very, very, very happy capitalist. I know that that's a huge part of the prosperity gospel. But sometimes a broken clock is right twice a day.
That's true.
And Karl Marx and all his devilment did say religion's the opiate of the people.
Uh-huh.
We know now that there is an actual physiological change to the brain.
Mm.
Going to a religious service, technically any religious service, but I'm sure it's much more pronounced for a Christian one.
Oh,
so there's a physiological change of the brain in religious service, and we're losing members. So 30 to 50% of people now are not getting this change in their brain. That's why they're out fighting with each other on Instagram and friendships are breaking up.
Mm.
So how do we bring them back? How do we opiate them again? And that's giving them a simple distilled message of what they'd like to hear.
That's wow. The new.
That's it. That's the new. It's just distilled. It's a 15-second TikTok for a new generation because they're not going to Killers of the Flower Moon. It's 3.5 hours. It's boring. So what we do is distill it, and we distill it with the stuff that they want to believe.
Right.
What?
Yes.
I think that is such an invigorating message.
Yes.
And the new, I mean, I like the sound of that, the mm-hmm. new Testament.
Mm-hmm.
And I also think, you know, the whole immigrant thing was kind of a bummer for me anyway, because as my teens say, it was kind of like, you know, that kind of was like a no cap or like a, it was kind of base, you know, or like it was just lame.
It's giving bullshit. Is what it's doing. It's giving malarkey.
Yes.
And that was, again, you know, in 2,000 years ago, I guess Jesus needed immigrants.
Right. Mm.
So great. You needed people to, you know, but now if our church parishioners don't like that, well, the definition of intelligence is adapting to your surroundings. So that's what we just have to do now. And we want to get that other stuff out because it's frightening.
Oh, this is fascinating.
And Steve, kind of like, what did you guys do last weekend where you kind of hammered all this out?
You know, he seemed, you know, he's just so cool. And he had a little secular music on, but I think that's kind of how he gets in the groove for writing.
Oh, really? What was he playing?
Well, the Beatles, he wasn't playing that song. There's a song called Bang Bang Maxwell Silver that's essentially about somebody killing a bunch of people and glorifying it. So even if I hear somebody singing Imagine, my mind goes to Maxwell Silver killing a bunch of people. Let's just, you know, or their whole album, Inspiring Manson. But I respect that Steve is into other kind of music, but I just started laying out a plan and saying, hey, I think what you did was absolutely fantastic for 2004.
Mm.
But as the world has changed, the Lord is now giving an invitation to Steve to change with it. And that's the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Did Steve take you up to his lake house? Did he take you out on his cabin cruiser or his jet skis?
The jet skis are there. I didn't want to get on one. It's partially PTSD back to Panama and my service. But this lake house, I mean, I just couldn't believe it. Like, I was in there and I just thought it was stunning. And he's like, oh, this is the guest house. That's where I was staying. Then I get to the lake house. I'm like, oh my, our God is an awesome God. And there is, you know, we are promised abundance all over the new Testament. So we now distill that down. But, you know, sitting here, you know, hanging out with him there, a couple beers. But then that's also where we get into things is a lot of our parishioners do not drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're telling them a story about Jesus turning water into wine.
Mm-hmm. Right. But Steve can control himself. I mean, Steve is the only guy that I know that's probably like so cool to have a beer or two. Most people can't be trusted with that.
Yeah. I mean, I you know, he can have two Bud Lights and he seemed fine. And that's great. But, you know, when you do the polling and it's like, you know, the polling doesn't lie. When you look at the polling and a majority of our parishioners don't drink, the water and the wine story has to go.
Okay.
Then other stuff. What did who was JC hanging out with?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Mary Magdalene.
Right.
What did she do for a job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oldest profession.
Well, mm-hmm. You know, again, that might have flown then, but all of a sudden you're hearing about a guy turning water into wine, hanging out with sex workers. Historical data shows, you know, the Bible says he's like a cup of coffee with maybe some cream, and that we don't need, you know, somebody that looks like Lenny Kravitz. That's not the picture we want to be.
You know,
so those things in the new get distilled. Huh. And like, if somebody wants to do a deeper dive, we can get into that, but then explain the reasons why.
Derek,
but for the new,
I hate to circle back, but
we've all had our issues, but we don't want the hookers in there and the water into wine. Now, if there's like some kind of social, we can get into that stuff a little bit more. And we've all enjoyed a glass of wine with a piece of red meat. But for me, I think in the new, the polling just doesn't have us keeping it in. Mm.
And I hate to circle back because I don't really know anything about history other than Australian history. But what part of the whole Panama thing was fought on jet skis?
Well, a good amount, because we had to come in through the other way for Noriega.
Oh, wow.
Because he wasn't getting out. And Panama, I mean, you know, that's a war we won, and we won quickly, and we also did it with the power of music. Like, this is not a joke. There's a whole playlist we were playing to get Noriega to come on out.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Again, that gets to what kind of music are we playing right now in the church? And I love Our God is an Awesome God, but what if we put a hip-hop beat to it?
Oh, yes!
You just kind of see where we're going here, because people are not responding like they used to. Their attention spans aren't there. By verse 7... And they're hearing about a guy hanging out with sex workers and drinking, they're out that door.
Yes.
Yep. People want rules, they want guidelines, and they don't want this stuff. It's clear.
That's true.
Like, you know, you're right. These states are getting these books out of there. They're difficult books, and they don't need to read that.
Yeah.
I don't see the color purple. Mm. I don't see color, but I really don't see the color purple.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, I get it out. I just get it out.
Wow. Okay. Maybe your rods and cones stop before violet. And I just real quick question, because, you know, there are some other pesky verses in the New Testament, stuff about women submitting to their husbands and stuff. Now, I assume that needs to stay in there so that we don't have chaos and mayhem. Am I right?
Well, bless you. Yeah. I mean, I think for the new, again, red meat for seals and that stuff, I think we can agree, no problem there.
Yeah.
And if it, you know, the polling says the people that we have like that. So, you know, if you start taking that kind of stuff out, you have mass hysteria, you have gender roles changing, you know, I think you're so right there. You're the way you're kind of synthesizing this has me very
excited. I hate gender.
Thank you.
I meant to, Derek, are you married?
I am, you know, that's been an interesting walk for me. I'm currently not. I've been engaged 3-4 times. It hasn't worked out for me yet, but that's, you know, but where better to meet a lady than in church? And I'm so excited to get in there and start mixing it up. And those rare times that we do have a mixer, those are the ones where we'll kind of, that's where you talk about the water and the wine and the, you know, looser moral, sexually women of the New Testament. That's where we go from TikTok to Killers of the Flower Moon in terms of length. So there are so many outstanding young women, older women, women in our church. And Our God is an awesome
God.
That
is so true. And you know what, Derek, speaking of red meat to the seals, and forgive me if this is too personal a question, but if Jesus was a Las Vegas buffet, what do you think the red meat would be like? Because sometimes don't you feel like a buffet has the meat overdone? I'd say Jesus's buffet would have some good, you know, red in the middle, kind of medium rare meat, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You want to see it and you want to see that blood just pouring out. And, you know, you go through, Jesus is not just the red meat, which is delicious. It's also the crab legs, because we're 86 in the crap about the not eating shellfish.
Right.
So we can get the king crab legs with the drawn butter. Then you pour a little bit of drawn butter on the red meat, you can cancel Christmas, friends. See, I mean, this is, it's kind of like, I hope you're wearing cheap socks because they're about to get knocked right off.
That's right. And I think the Jesus buffet would have cheese on the garlic bread. And I also think it would have that chocolate pudding. I hate when a buffet doesn't have the chocolate.
Sacrilege. It's just horrific. It's horrific. You got to have the chocolate pudding, but then you got to have the ice cream. You have the whipped cream. You just, and you kind of mix it all up and there's a stew. Mm-hmm. You throw in cacao nibs and sprinkles. Mm-hmm. Now we're cooking with electricity.
Mm-hmm. I want there to be some cheesy scallop potatoes. I want there to be some creamy spinach, you know, how they do on the side of a king crab leg that you're just covering in lemon and butter.
Right. Okay, guys.
Well,
it's a
and
lot
it's
about
so darn good.
Yeah, it's so good. But
And guess what? We can have scallops again.
Oh, thank you.
So we can have scallop potatoes and scallops because we got that shit out about the shellfish.
That's right. And we can wrap those scallops in bacon because we can have ham.
Yeah, we're not one of the religions that does not allow pork. And that's the kind of thing that we're going to be doubling down on now. Like, do you like bacon? Well, 2/3 of the world's religions don't like it. So come on
home.
Wow.
The other white meat, which I also notice is on your website.
Yeah, that's cool.
Completely. No, it's completely exciting. You do like a little balsamic reduction on there. You know, I'll go down to the slaughterhouse myself and just kind of hang out there. The Farmer John one, great people there, great
and
people.
About how many churches have you brought the new to, Derek?
Well, Steve's allowing this to be the charter one.
Oh, okay.
I've tried in two other places, and then, you know, there's just kind of this, you know, traction right now on a lot of sides, and people that are really kind of falling prey to consumerism and the devil and his hoofed feet. Mm-hmm. And so where I've tried a couple other times, this is the first place I've really gotten to, you know, put down roots, fertilize the soil, lay out all the Roundup from Monsanto, who are great people, by the way, and really, you know, kind of all that glyphosate stuff is wrong. And that's what allows it to grow, is the poison allows true things to grow mightily. And there's such a lesson in there. From poison and defecation comes greatness.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. I think, Derek, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like to me, you've got such a positive energy. You've got so much vitality for a man your age, which I'm guessing, I was trying to do the math and I was like, okay, Noriega, I just don't know. Like, I don't know if I was born then. You're on up there in years and you're still able to get up every day with this just, it seems like an infinite amount of energy. And I just wonder, like, where does that come from? Because I think it's so admirable.
Well, there's a lot of reasons. And I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. Like when we were in Nama, Panama, that was 89.
Oh, I didn't realize it had a
nickname.
And I
was at that time 20 years old. So,
oh wow, okay.
You know, we're knocking on the door to being in the AARP.
Okay.
So, where it comes from, you know, for one thing, 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with adult attention deficit disorder, which any of my fiancés could have told you that. But I finally got the diagnosis, and that allowed me to nip from a glorious gift God has given us, called Adderall. And that's something that really helped me focus in a lot of ways. And I found once I hit 50, I don't need as much sleep. So then I'm just kind of up getting very creative. And, you know, as they say, prayer is your way of talking to God and intuition is God's way of talking to you. So, you know, like Noah with his daughters, I was up probably 50, 60 hours. And then all this started coming in to me, almost through a channel, truly a holy divine channel.
I love that. And I noticed also on your website, on the menu here, it says, you know, you can book a spitball session with you, which
cool.
Maybe I could do.
Yeah.
Happy to do. Well, I'm really looking to get under the hood with your youth group. I'm really looking to get in there, kind of see who we got and just kind of start getting this TikTok thing anymore. 7,500. We're throwing that away.
Right.
We can't have that.
Awesome.
So I'm so excited to get in there with you and walk hand in hand with you, I, and Christ.
Oh, I love that.
That's great. Well, those Climax kids are going to love you, Derek.
Cannot wait. Cannot wait.
Derek Pettigrew was played by the world's most lovable Eric Edelstein. You've seen him all over the big and small screen in things like Twin Peaks and American Dad. And if your kid listens to Mega, they've already heard him in Baby Shark's Big Show. Follow him at Eric J. Edelstein.
I'm Holly Laurent, playing Hallie Labonte, and Gray Haas was played by Greg Hess. Follow us and Mega the Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you really want to get out of hell free card, support us on Patreon. The link is in the show notes.